You're listening to Comedy Central.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Please welcome Ronan Farrow.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
A pleasure to be here.
You are an overachiever in the journalistic world. So many people talk about all the stories that you're breaking. I mean, the Me Too movement was broken by your story. Like, I mean, it's what sparked a movement.
Well, there were very brave women who were sources. There were great activists who preceded that. But I'm honored to have been a conduit for some of those stories. They were tough to tell.
They were tough to tell for the women involved. They were also tough for you to tell as a journalist. Like, we read all these stories about Harvey Weinstein and these people that he was hiring. And were you ever afraid? Is that a point where you go, like, maybe I shouldn't break stories? I'm just going to tweet 10 most likely things that people want to click on.
I mean, I'll do that, too. Cat listicles are the future, guys.
Right.
But it is true. You know, look, there was intimidation. There was a system designed to shut down these stories, and that affected not just me, but a whole range of brave journalists going up against this thing. And sure, like, the moment when you find yourself sort of deciding, do I go home tonight because I'm getting staked out? And, like, if I do go home, I go in with my keys, and I'm, like, looking under the bed and pulling back the shower curtain. It's like, okay, either I'm crazy or actually the story is stranger than fiction. And as it turns out, what we were able to break is he was hiring, you know, former Mossad agents, combat-ready operatives that were, in fact, following people around using false identities.
The news that you just broke today, for instance, or that just broke today, is a story of how the Trump administration was secretly hiring an Israeli team of spies to dig up dirt on people who worked on the Iran deal. Is that correct?
In fact, the same Israeli spies from a firm called Black Cube.
The same as the Harvey Weinstein?
That Harvey Weinstein hired. And in some cases, using the same false identities and front companies that I heard from when I was getting stalked by these guys.
Wait, so explain to me just a little bit of the details. So they were hiring these people not to undermine the deal itself, but to undermine the people who put the deal together. Why?
So that's the surprising part of this. These are policy wonks, you know. These are Obama advisors. And, you know, we don't have all the answers yet, but sources close to this and documents that we obtained at The New Yorker show very clearly there was a seemingly political in focus operation designed to smear them, seemingly all connected to their work on the 2015 Iran deal.
Well, it's interesting because this sounds less like a story you would hear in a first world country or a country that claims to be pro-democracy than you would in a country that's totalitarian. You talk about this in the book War and Peace, the end of diplomacy and the decline of American influence. It really speaks to, in a way, what's happening with the Iran deal. It seems like Trump and his people do not care about the diplomacy that America conducts in the world. It's now just become war or no war, talking or no talking. Why do you think that's happened?
Yeah, these stories all connect. Look, these are individuals fighting desperately to save a deal because they believe if we unilaterally as a nation back out of the Iran deal, for all its imperfections, it's worked in its narrow goal of containing them for a time. And if we back out, their fear is it drives a wedge between us and our allies, and it potentially sends a message to North Korea and other rogue states that we don't want to be sending, that they shouldn't come to the table. And as you suggest, this is all connected. They are getting smeared and intimidated.
Right.
It's in a context, as I outline in War on Peace, where their profession is endangered, where people who make our deals and negotiate and hopefully secure options for addressing conflicts around the world that don't involve going in guns blazing, they are under attack. They are getting fired en masse. People don't understand what they do anymore. And more and more that work is being outsourced to the military, to our spies, to the intelligence community.
That's interesting because you spoke to every living Secretary of State. And you spoke about how America's diplomacy has been on the decline. This isn't something that started with Trump, but it may be accelerating now. Is this a sustainable way to conduct oneself in the world where it is military first, diplomacy second?
Well, what I chronicle in War on Peace is, in place after place, when we sabotage opportunities for political settlements and peaceful ways out, and we go in shooting first, it really comes back to haunt us, Trevor. Again and again, we see situations where we end up lying down with warlords and strongmen and unsavory characters, and then we have no leverage over them because we have fired all of the diplomats who could negotiate and play hardball in that way.
Right. And if you look at the current situation, there are countries where America doesn't have a diplomat right now. There are countries where there is no one handling that high-level negotiation. What happens in that case?
Yeah, so you're exactly right. This is happening to a new extreme right now. Donald Trump has unceremoniously fired, basically, ambassadors across the world, assistant secretaries that run some of the most sensitive regions in the world.
Right.
So we have an understaffed, unmanned diplomatic operation. There is precedent for this before. We've seen other administrations, Democratic and Republican, sort of sideline diplomats and see how disastrous it is. But this is new in terms of what an extreme it is. And when you look at the consequences, we see situations where there are active opportunities to make peace, and we just give them up. We see situations where you could bring people to the table potentially and spare brave servicemen and women going into the line of fire, and we give those up. It's a real problem. And I'd also point out, for people who kind of don't want to think about those high-level talks, these are also the people that screen dangerous interlopers from coming into the United States.
Right.
Stamp your passports, that save you if you're kidnapped abroad. This is unglamorous work, but it's life-saving.
It's life-saving, it's integral, and it's currently crumbling. It's a fascinating book. You're a fascinating man. Thank you so much for being on
Trevor.
The show.
Pleasure to
really
be here.
I really appreciate it. War on Peace is available now. Ronan Farron, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.